Hey y'all, my name's Jen. I'm a health and life coach on a mission to empower women in this season I call the messy middle. We believe it's never too late to dream your wildest dreams and to build lives freed from the shoulds and have-tos. Here, we talk to ourselves like we do our girlfriends and our sisters and daughters. I will share stories and resources with lots of encouragement and a little bit of tough love to drive you toward action. In this podcast, we talk about everything: career, relationships, motherhood, and health. So grab your sneakers and let's go, because she's wild and freed. Hello, my gorgeous, gorgeous friends. Welcome back to another episode. Oh, there's a fly right around my face. Let me start over. Welcome to another episode of She's Wild and Freed. I am your host, Jen, and I am so excited you're here and so grateful you decided to press play on this episode of the podcast. So this week we are going to talk about tapping in to our divine feminine. So I'm just going to dive right into the topic. So if you listened to last week's episode, I mentioned that we all possess both masculine and feminine energies. And this isn't based on your gender. It's not a male thing. It's not a female or any gender specific quality. These are energies within all of us. And so I just think it's important to note that today we're going to be talking about feminine energies, really, because this is something that I've been exploring and just trying to tap more into, because our culture, our work life, our family lives, a lot of that really is driven by the masculine. Not a bad thing. And I'll talk about that a bit as well during this episode. But, you know, really wanting to focus in on how can we live more in that feminine energy or find a balance of the two. So starting off, how would one define divine feminine or the feminine energy? So I did a little research and I found some qualities or description words of what feminine energies are or how they can be embodied. These words are creative, intuitive, empathetic, vulnerable, sensual, nurturing, graceful, and magnetic. So that's not all the words that can describe our feminine, but those certainly are ones that give us a great idea of what it is or how to describe it. So then thinking about those descriptive words or ways of being, how can we embody these energies in our daily life, our work life, our relationships, in a world, again, that really values masculine? And this is a tough one, because we're running from place to place. We're really in our heads. We're going, we're doing. You know, I think about that cheer that I did when I was a cheerleader back in elementary and middle school, you know, go fight, win. That is the masculine energy. And, you know, really, we got to get shit done. We have to work harder, push. And again, these are masculine qualities that really are important to get through our days to achieve what we want to, whether it be professionally or personally. And not bad qualities, but how can we embody or incorporate more feminine energies and even swing more toward the feminine, you know, so we can find more harmony in our day to day? And, you know, I don't know if you feel this way, if you can relate, but all of this going and doing, achieving and winning at life really has led me to feel burned out and wondering what this really is all for, or literally, I'm just ready to throw in the towel, let it all go. And that's not a healthy place to be. So embodying this divine feminine, ways we can do this is sitting quietly, or the way I do it is sitting quietly with a book and drinking some tea. I actually almost started a pot of tea before this episode, but I really wanted to get in here and record, and I knew it would take a little time, so I'll do that later. Going for a walk. And I don't mean like the Olympic speed walking, but just strolling, walking with your dog or walking with a companion. I think about enjoying my meal, laughing a lot, and finding fun in those mundane activities we do every day. So that means dancing in the kitchen when I'm cooking or when I'm cleaning around the house, and, you know, spending time with my girlfriends. Those are some ways that I'm looking and trying to embody my feminine. And none of these are going to make me more money. It's not going to ensure my kids are getting the best, or my kid is getting the best snacks for school or at home. It's not ensuring bills are paid. You know, these acts, these things that I'm working through aren't going to win me any awards. It's not going to show my parents that I made something out of my life. But that's the point. It's embracing and embodying your feminine energy of slowing down, taking time for yourself, doing things that fill your cup and light you up. A practice that I've incorporated in my life recently is working with oracle cards. Have you, any of you explored something like this? So let me go back to December of last year in 2023. I went to a breathwork class. I was really curious about breathwork. It was the first time I had ever done that. Didn't know what to expect. And this instructor or healer also works with a musician who brings his talents of sound work. So all types of just spiritual musical instruments that accompany the breathwork class. This class was transformative for me. And to be honest, I felt a little awkward. She guides you through different types of breathing, but this is such a healing practice. So if you've heard of breath work, if you're curious, if there's something in your area, I do encourage you just to try it. Maybe go with a friend if you're nervous about it. But I truly, again, had a transformative experience through that class. So at the end of the breathwork class, the instructor invited us to pull an oracle card. She had spread some out onto a table, and I'd never done that before. I was like, okay, well, I'm already here in this situation. Let me see. And I pulled the sacred fool. That's right. A fool. And I was like, what in the world? You know, and again, I'm new to the oracle card, working with oracle cards, but truly these things come to us at the time we need it. And I pulled the sacred fool. This deck that she was working with is a deck designed by Alana Fairchild, and it's called Sacred Rebels. So several weeks later, this thing was still ruminating in my head what the Sacred Fool said. There's a book that accompanies it that gives you a synopsis of what the card means, and even a nice little meditation you can do or some sort of practice with it. So if you're watching the video, you can see I ended up purchasing this deck. And today, or was it today? Yes, today I pulled a card for myself. So I do this once a week. I sort of just shuffle them, spread them out, and I pulled a card that's called What Do You Feel? So I'm trying to put it up to the camera here. How interesting that I pulled this one today. I had literally just talked to my therapist last week. I see her every couple of weeks, and I told her how much I'm enjoying feeling all my feelings. And this is interesting because I had spent many, many years avoiding feeling anything but happy or positive. And I don't know if you can relate to this. We get into these places where it's like you can't feel bad, or, you know, I was stuffing down any kind of negative or worry. Of course, when we do things like that, it peeks through in ways, you know, it bursts through sometimes in ways we don't want it to. But I had spent a long time simply trying not to feel those feelings. And so then I found myself over the last year, maybe 2 years, I got to the place of feeling numb. I wasn't feeling anything. I was just going through the motions, just getting through my days. I was just working, doing my household things, taking care of the family, but not feeling my feelings. And through some inner work, obviously working with my therapist who has shown me so much and just giving me tools on exploring what it's like to feel again, it's been amazing. So I just laughed today when I pulled this card because it was like, well, what do you feel? And so going through this has just been amazing. I encourage you to explore that. And that's really what these feminine energies are. It's just tapping into that inner knowing, the inner truth that you have. So coming back to the masculine, I'm kind of going back and forth, and maybe I'll do another episode too. I've been contemplating on doing a part two to this, but talking a little more about masculine and the benefits to that. Masculines tend to be focused on thinking, what's logical, doing and achieving, as I've mentioned before. The feminine sinks into our feelings, attuning to those around us and as well as ourselves. So in this card, the What Do You Feel card, it states, this oracle comes to you because you have become swept up in thinking through things, which is an understatement. I can totally get caught up for very long periods of time and thinking about things and looping on a decision or an action. The book also states about this oracle card is, you have been thinking about which way to go with a matter of importance, and you have gotten a bit stuck in the logic of the decision-making process. Sometimes we have to accept that any path is a path forward. And even if it's not the best one, we can change our approach later on if we need it. That's such a gift to hear. If you're like me and you tend to really think a lot, be a deep thinker and think about things and question that inner knowing or question what thoughts come up, knowing that any path is a path forward. So maybe it is just taking a small step towards something and knowing we can change our approach later. So I love that description for this card. And so I'll ask you the same question that my oracle card today asked. What do you feel? It's a really tough one to answer sometimes. So just thinking about that, just talking about the subject of tapping into our feminine energies, you know, I really want this podcast to give you some tactical or doable things from an episode when we discuss these topics, and something you can either think about or embody. So it's really important to me that I'm not just talking at you, but I'm sharing my knowledge and some practices that I have used or that I'm doing as I walk through this journey. And I want to be doing that with you as well. So let's talk about some three different ways to incorporate the feminine energies in your life. We just talked about this one, so I'm starting off with it. Embrace feeling. So allow the feelings to come in, really receiving whatever is happening and come through you. So allow feelings to come in and come through. This is complicated. It's not easy, I promise. I am still learning as I'm feeling all the feelings. But if you feel down or sad, just notice that feeling. Assess the situation and take that time, take some time to feel. If you're stressed or overwhelmed, same thing, just notice, assess, and feel. If you're happy and excited, if you're bored, nervous, if you're feeling ashamed, just feel it all. I know it's easier said than done, but one thing that I've been doing lately is turning down the noise. So that's right, not automatically putting in my AirPods so I can listen to music or a podcast. Not turning on Netflix or scrolling my phone when I have a moment of quiet time. I've been using all of these things to avoid and not feel. So try it yourself. Maybe when you take a ride to pick up your kids or getting groceries, don't turn on the radio or Spotify or jump directly onto your phone to talk to someone. Just ride in silence and see what comes up. Okay, so that's number one, embrace feeling. Number two is practice self-care, or even taking this a little bit further, practice self-love. So take a bubble bath, take a nap, go get a pedicure, call a friend, or even do this practice. You stand in front of the mirror, you look directly in your eyes, and say, I love you. Or look at your reflection and tell her she's a badass. Whatever floats your boat, whatever resonates with you, this is an amazing practice of looking directly at yourself, appreciating all the lines, all the bumps, the creases, and just loving her, loving you. And then number three, connect with your body. I love this one. I literally will find myself spontaneously dancing or just shaking things out in the middle of the day or at work. And it's just getting some of that nervous energy or just feeling movement within our bodies. You know, another thing you could do is something a little more structured. So let me say, having structure is a masculine energy. So again, it's not about totally flipping the switch. We need both. And having that masculine structure in our lives can actually allow for the feminine to come out and feel safe. So if you need some more structure, like going to a dance class or doing yoga, go for it. Just do something that helps you connect with your body. You could also go for a walk or a run, get a massage, even try a breathwork class. So again, we've got three things you can try to really connect with your feminine. One is embrace feeling. Two is practice self-care and self-love. And then three, connecting with your body, just moving your body, however it feels good. So wrapping this up, let's review those feminine energies that I spoke of right at the top of this podcast. And again, this is not an exhaustive list, just some words that really spoke to me. So certainly do your own research if you'd like to see more of what feminine energies are. So the list I mentioned earlier, we've got creative, intuitive, empathetic, vulnerable, sensual, nurturing, graceful, and magnetic. Just saying those words, I don't know, they make me happy. So find ways you can connect with her, your feminine. You won't find her by trying to force or push or do. You'll find her when you soften, slow down, and get quiet. I know you can do it. And don't worry if you don't do things perfectly, because perfection has no place when we're connecting with our feminine. So do it messy. Try it when you maybe least expect it, but something comes on you. Maybe it is that intuition speaking to you that you need to slow down or just connect inward, listen, those sort of things. I am so grateful again that you chose to push play, and thank you for listening in to the end. Let me know if you connected with this topic or with any of the earlier episodes. I really want to hear from you. I want to know what you are enjoying, the things that you want to hear about or dig more deeply into. Also, if we aren't connected on social media, please come find me. I have started a new page for the podcast. It's called, on both Instagram and Facebook, at She's Wild and Freed. So find me over there. I'll be posting podcast content, but also some other things that relate to the podcast and my coaching business. And then finally, if you loved this topic, I would so appreciate it if you'd share the podcast with a friend so they can benefit from learning more about their feminine energy. I will talk to you next time. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I hope you feel free to take action toward building the life of your dreams. If something in this episode resonated with you, I would so appreciate it if you would text it to a girlfriend so she can hear the message as well. Until next time, stay wild.